I was learning yeshiva many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, if I remember the story, I think it happened a year after I was learning in yeshiva. But in any event, it was during Chodesh Elul, and it was yeshiva with both Israeli students, American students, and the Rosh Yeshiva used to, from time to time, gather the American guys together and have a discussion, things with them, and open it up to questions and answers, questions from the floor, about any topics that they wanted to. So it was during Chodesh Elul, and it was the first meeting, and the guys were basically in terrible awe of the Rosh Yeshiva. They didn't know what they're going to say. They're afraid of saying something wrong, or should they, what they can ask. But there was one guy who figured he had the perfect question to ask, the standard question. So when the Rosh Yeshiva opened up at the very beginning of this very first meeting with the Americans, he raised his hand, Nachshon ben Aminadab, the first one to jump into the water. And he turned to the Rosh Yeshiva and he asked, he said, what are the American boys supposed to do when they hear in Eretz Yisrael for a year about holding the second day of Rosh Hashanah? At which point the Rosh Yeshiva was very kind and started to explain to him that there is the sheet of the Baal HaMor that maybe in Eretz Yisrael you have only one day Rosh Hashanah, but it's quite a few centuries that everybody in Eretz Yisrael holds 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but you probably meant what to do about Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuot. And then proceeded to answer the question. But I wanted to talk for a moment about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So we all hold 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now that's not the din of the Torah. You open up Chumash Vayikra, you see Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be 1 day. But for reasons which we won't get into, and the Mishnayos and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah discuss it, why even in Eretz Yisrael you hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But there's something very strange about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin. It's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. Which day does He judge us? Does He judge us on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? He judges us on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So what happens on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? He judges us again? We go through the same process? On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we also say, it's a Yom Hadin. So how many times does He have to judge us? Can we get a different outcome in the 2 days? How is it possible to have two Yimei Adin, one after another, 2 days of judgment? So in order to answer this question, we have to ask another question. After all, the Jewish, we answer questions with questions. The Mishnah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah give a kind of description of what the Day of Judgment is like in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah kol bai olam ovrim lefanav kibnei mara. Everyone in the world passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like bnei mara. The Gemara later on has three different explanations of what B'nai Maron is, but they all have one thing in common. We pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah one at a time. Individually. As if, one explanation is as if you had sheep, and they were just passing in a single line. It's a single file. And we pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, one at a time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each one of us. That's what the Mishnah says. And then the Gemara comments Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'kulan Niskarin B'skira Acha. And then they're all surveyed at once. Achronim come along and said, I don't understand. He spent time describing how we're all judged one at a time, single file. And then Rabbi Bar Bachana comes along and says, oh, and by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a look at everybody collectively. This is one picture of the whole group. So which one is it? Michta Meliyahu, Sister Chaim, more or less explain as follows. One question answers the other. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We have 2 Yemei Adin. Because we undergo 2 different judgments. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we're over the fun of Kibnei Mara. We pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as individuals, one at a time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a look and sizes us up. However the Din and Shemayim works, but he takes a look to see what our level of Shemir Samitzvos is, what our Yirah Shemayim is, how we're davening, how we're being Shomer Shabbos, how we're being careful about Kashrus, what's going on with our Lashon Hara, how our Kibbutz of Aim is. Are we giving tzedakah properly? And down the list of everything that a person has to give a din v'cheshbon for, as an individual, that's what happens on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to each and every person in the world. Each one by himself or herself. There's another judgment. Another judgment that takes place on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. V'kulan niskarim v'skira acha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a look at us, not as individuals, but as part of a much larger collective. And he wants to see not how we're doing as individuals, but how we're doing as a part of the cloud. What have we contributed to the tzibur? Have we fulfilled our role in terms of what we should be doing as part and parcel of Am Yisrael? Maybe even greater, as part and parcel of the human race. We're not looked upon as individual, but we're looked upon as a picture of billions of pieces. And we have to fit in that role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designed for us. Are we doing our part to fill in the puzzle? And that's what happens on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. This week, we face 2 judgments, 2 challenges, 2 ways in which we can improve ourselves, 2 goals that we set in front of ourselves, 2 opportunities to become ever closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.